guys. I'm going to give this another try. This is a long prophetic word called the wedding garment. Do you have it on? You, my children, called by my name, are encouraged today. There are many paths in this world to take, yet there is only one that will lead you to me. I have called you each one by name. Come, beloved, and go with me. At this time, even before your birth, your way was chosen. Have you sought me with all of your hearts? Have you sought out my plan for you? They are much greater than your own, I say. I have established your way before the beginning of time, an excellent way. You have whined, you have cried, and you've played. Once again, the call goes out to you. Hear it now. Will you answer me? You said the way is too hard. That was your answer. Yet many have went before you. There are many examples to follow along your journey. If all this and even more that I will name below had not happened, would you have encouragement? Would you have any examples today? No, but you do. I've left them for you. Never have they been able to take them away. If Abraham had not believed God for the impossible, where would we be today? How about Moses? Had he not by faith built the ark, what faith would we have today? For when we need that type of faith, and Daniel, his prayers not being answered for 21 days, would he be an example for us today? Yes. If David had not met Goliath, killed him along the way, you would never have known his name. If Peter had not been forgiven, as I, the Lord, personally called him, would you have faith to believe if you had denied me as he did? How about Paul? So many perilous times, I was there for his rescue, never once having left him alone. So many more instances could be brought to memory. Remember this, I am leading the way and I am teaching you. I question that many are deaf and cannot hear. Lay down your weights, lay down your sins and all that so easily besets you. And come now, beloved of the Lord. Put on courage and know that they are running this race. Through the rain and the sun, lightning or hail, whatever it is we face, all as one. When the burden gets too heavy, learn to let it go. Take one day at a time and trust and learn from these others that I, the Lord, have set apart. Trust that I have the better plan and my strategy will set you free to walk with me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I have called you to come up higher. Lowlands are not your portion. Revealing greater revelation into your very spirits in the night and the day season. This is the moment to receive what I impart. Come away, my beloved. Follow after truth and hear. Do not accept the accusations, all of the untruth that's in the air. Line upon line, precept upon precept, truth will align with my holy word. The mockers, the prideful, the liars, all of them will fall. Justice is spoken. My word will judge you all. Repent, do not fall. As I lift the veil, many will wish to repent, for the time is short and the day is far spent. There are many ways to go, but only one way is right. I, the Lord, have called you to holiness, and that is the only way that's right. The way of the cross, one way each of you will bear your cross. Daily will the grace be given to you for the mount, for the moment you are in. Even as my word says, any that would try any other way are thieves and robbers, and surely they will not find their way in. They will be found by their clothing, not having on the wedding garment when they enter in. The accuser says, oh, go ahead and do it. God will surely forgive, though the price of the sin is great upon your soul. For some, it will be torment, for others, even death. As you open the door, you are as Eve who took the bite. For those who knew how not to sin, this door being opened began a great evil fight. Recognize his voice. It is the voice of the stranger. It's the voice of the liar, lying and lying once again. So do not so quickly believe the lie, but try the spirits. If not, your days will become bitter, and there will be much grief. I've given you grace, even as Paul said, no, not one of you have the grace to go through anything that I have allowed. Submit all temptation to me, says the Lord, everything within. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and it is you that will stand and rejoice or repent. Yet at that time there will be no repentance received. Many in my house, they are at play. They have chosen to believe the master is away. They play, they sin, think thoughts of sin, deeds that are wicked, and they do not repent. I, the Lord, know all things, the motive, the intents of the heart, the hidden deeds many have done. Even today, I say, get out of my pulpits, quit teaching my people. You who live in blatant sin, repent, you false shepherds, even false sheep. You who take the widow's mite, you who lie and cheat and do not do right. You justify your dirty deeds, I call you to step down out of my sight. Repent. Repent in dust and ashes. Get your own life right. Judgment has begun at the house of God. Do you not know that tonight? I, the Lord, have warned you. I have corrected, and you turned a deaf ear to my correction. You are not my son. You are not my daughter. These are the words that I will say to you on judgment day. I never knew you. Depart from me. Don't you know the earth is shaking? Do you feel my house in prayer that is built upon the rock is shaking? Yes, and the Lord says, I will shake every single thing that can be shaken this year. Surely these are not hollow words, but another great warning to a rebellious people. A call to repentance is still going forth. Seize your moment before it passes you by. For many of you know you must not continue to follow the path you have chosen. Yet you say, another day I will repent. Many before this year ends will publicly repent for the harm done to my church and even for the hurt done to individuals. Lest you stay in your way and the master returns and finds there has been nothing that has changed. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen and amen. Written by Gail Manizak. Read by Gail Manizak.